When Rip Sparks, a river biologist at the University of Illinois, first set eyes on the Upper Paraguay River and its Pantanal wetlands during a trip to Brazil 5 years ago, he was astounded.
I talked to commercial fishermen. I went to find fish restaurants that were based completely on what was harvested from the river. This reminds me of the historical accounts of the wonderful fishery that existed along the Illinois River.
After returning from his trip, Sparks began to compare the health of the two rivers. But he wanted to make sure Brazilians learned from his research as well. So he joined the Illinois Nature Conservancy in inviting representatives of the Upper Paraguay area to see firsthand how not to treat a river. Governor Danche Martins de Oliveira from the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso pauses as he looks down at the muddy brown river through the window of an 8-seat jet airplane. Governor Danche, seated across from biologist Rip Sparks and Illinois Nature Conservancy representatives, relaxes in his seat and begins to tell stories of the Upper Paraguay.
É de que nós pretendemos cada vez mais utilizar.
Danche says his river supports farmers and ranchers who understand and use its floodplain, a system which allows excess water to expand into adjacent wetlands. Doug Blodgett, a Nature Conservancy biologist, draws Danche's attention to a large levee about 5,000 feet below the plain. He explains how these man-made earthen embankments help to drain a portion of the river's floodplain for farming. Blodgett says land protected by levees along the Illinois produce only 1% of the state's crops, but take up 200,000 acres, half the land along the river's main wetland area. Danche nods in agreement. He says he can see, looking down at the river, how too much habitat and natural resources have been sacrificed for farming along the Illinois. But he warns those on board not to overreact.
Você não pode ter um ecossistema.
We cannot put the environment within a dome because we need to take social questions into consideration and basically we create jobs and feed the people, etc. So taking care to avoid problems like you have in the Illinois that you will probably have 100 years more to restore the natural system as it was.
Michael Reuter, the conservation director for the Illinois Nature Conservancy, says his group has already begun a plan to restore wetlands by buying up farmland along the Illinois and reconnecting levied areas to the river's natural path. But he says the plan isn't intended to drive farmers out of business.
We live in a working landscape, and we recognize that, and we need to work with the people who live on the landscape to find the mix of public and private goods that can be produced on the land.
The pilot carrying this group of river watchers finally lands the plane midway along the Illinois River at a small airport in Peoria. The Nature Conservancy has organized a lunch with local community and environmental leaders to meet Governor Danche and discuss the restoration of the Illinois. Danche offers to form an exchange where Illinois scientists and conservationists can come study the Upper Paraguay and Pantanal area, and some of his scientists can travel to the U.S. to research the Illinois River. He then tells a story about fishing on the Upper Paraguay. Danche gets a laugh from the lunch crowd as he holds his hands a good 3 feet apart, describing the fish he says he reeled in one day. With the help of river aficionados like Governor Danche, the Illinois will hopefully begin to flow a little more freely, like it used to, and in turn itself become an example for other regions in the area of how best to treat a river. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jesse Hardman.